Tony Abbott Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. And a reminder, at the bottom of the hour, at 3:30 Central Time, we are expecting to connect with Cindy Sheehan and get an update on her Tour de Peace bike ride across America. She was supposed to be with us a week ago yesterday. Turned out she was dodging tornadoes, which tells you approximately where she is right now. But we did reconnect with her, and supposedly we're good to go here at the bottom of the hour. Now, we're getting a report out of Saudi Arabia that Saudi Arabia's king has suffered a medical crisis and has been deemed clinically dead for 6 days, is being kept alive through heroic life support. And I would imagine they're keeping him alive while they try and work out the issues of succession without triggering some kind of a public uprising or a revolution or a civil war, because that is a huge, huge prize, that throne and the money that goes with it. But that's the report we're getting out of Saudi Arabia. That could add a new uncontrolled variable in the Mid East. If the king's successor has a slightly different view of the United States and Israel from his current highnessnessnessnessness. Another fire, this one on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, basically took out this large area above the stern, large restaurant with a panorama view, common feature on cruise ships. Boy, it's getting really rough out there with all these cruise ship lines. First Carnival, now Royal Caribbean. It kind of makes you wonder, where are the regulatory agencies that are supposed to be keeping these systems, these ships, safe for use? And the answer is, of course, sequestration. The budgets have been cut. And when you don't have outside inspectors keeping an eye on these facilities, they're allowed to decay, because the money junkies at the top of all these companies, they want to save money, they want to cut corners, and that's where these disasters start happening. And this is going to damage the cruise line ship as a whole, because before it was just Carnival. Now it's Royal Caribbean, and they've got a really good reputation, and now they're in trouble. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. My mother-in-law is a VP at a big hospital in the Philadelphia area. Big Democrat, voted for Obama, all that stuff. She is now dealing with the implementation of Obamacare and what it means as far as converting everything over from paper records to the electronic records. She says that when people find out just how messed up and how integrated this entire process is, it's going to be like she's already had examples where people go to doctors and, you know, they're Jan Smith here to see Dr. such and so, and they walk in and the doctor says, well, hi, Mrs. Carlisle, I understand your knee is bothering you, and they came there because they have migraine headaches or whatever. She said that there's absolutely no way that this plan is implemented in any sort of orderly manner, and that when people start going to their doctor and they're prescribing the medicine that they weren't supposed to be prescribed, and, you know, they're having adverse reactions, the lawsuits and the rage is going to just erupt.
Well, see, here's one of the reasons why I'm very concerned about this totally electronic record keeping that's part of Obamacare, because we know there are bad prescription medicines out there. My concern is that if you were the victim of medical malpractice, which is a major, major cause of death in this country, when you had paper records, you could go back, find out what was wrong, and take the appropriate corrective action or remedy through the court system. But now those records can be changed. There is no guarantee that those records are not subject to editing after the fact. Stay with me. Got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking with Kyle in Pennsylvania about Obamacare. And your timing is absolutely perfect because I'm watching here on Fox News where they're talking about how the Obama administration is planning on mounting a major advertising campaign this summer to convince Americans that Obamacare is really good and it's wonderful and you shouldn't complain about the high costs and the deteriorating services and the fact that you can arbitrarily be refused medical treatment if they don't think you can be turned into a profit center. And as I mentioned before, we were going into this thing in the year 2011, 323 Americans were killed by assault rifles. 195,000 Americans were killed by medical mistakes. Yeah. And you're being told you have to sign into this system of medical mistakes. And the problem I have with this electronic record system, where they get rid of the permanent paper record and everything is on a computer, is the computer is subject to alteration to protect the doctors when they misprescribe medications. And again, I'm thinking back to how we lost my youngest brother, who, when he basically died of a heart attack, we found in his medicine chest two medications that are not supposed to be prescribed together at the same time. And so we know this stuff goes on all the time. And our government is so totally on the side of the corporations. They've literally set up a system where the medical establishment can erase its mistakes in order to forestall lawsuits.
Well, and what else she's saying is she's saying she's seeing a rash of doctors who are leaving any affiliation with hospitals. They're setting up their own private practices where it's a cash-only deal. So you want to go see a doctor, okay, if it's, you know, you have a rash and he has to prescribe you something, or, you know, you're having serious complications with your heart, $150 flat, $150 to $200 flat, you go in there, the doctor will see you, he'll write you a prescription, he'll do whatever he can do in that office. But if you need something that requires a hospital, like knee replacement or, you know, angioplasty or something like that, she said to find a doctor who's going to be able to do that, it's going to be, you know, your knee replacement, you need a new knee. Okay, well, that doctor will be in this hospital 8 months from now. We're going to schedule you for this time. Oh, and by the way, he's got 15 other surgeries that day. You don't think that that's going to lead to doctors who are just overworked with even more mistakes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even beside the workload is all the additional paperwork the doctor himself or herself has to complete. And the amount of time that doctors are spending with patients is shrinking rapidly. And it is an absolute disaster. And I stay away from hospitals. If I have to go to a doctor, I'd go to a little private practice.
This is not beneficial to the patient. This is not beneficial
to the
doctor.
No, it isn't. It's all about making money for the health insurance companies. It's all about making money for the HMOs. This all goes back to the Richard Nixon administration, in which health care stopped being about health and became all about making another buck from the American people.
Well, what it comes down to is, if you walk into your doctor's office who's in a hospital, when you walk in there, it's you, and it's only you. But behind that doctor is insurance companies, is hospitals, are drug reps, and it's almost as if you were buying a timeshare. You're being sold products. You're being pushed in directions. Doctors are going in there.
We know that. I mean, we went through that with my wife's joint pain issues. She went through about 5 years of excruciating pain, and we spent thousands and thousands of dollars on orthodox medicine and doctors, and it was just always a new pill or a new cream or a new special shoes or whatever. And we finally found out all it was she was reacting to formaldehyde precursors in the low-end cosmetics and goopy household products. And once we got rid of those, her joint pains went away. But doctors aren't about finding what works. It's about selling you the next whatever it is they're trying to sell you. And that is why it's gone horribly, horribly wrong. And that's why when you go out to Americans, if you find somebody who's fallen into that prescription medication trap, you will find, you know, a dozen bottles in their medicine chest, and they're all hideously, hideously expensive.
Well, and you're finding examples where these drug companies are sending doctors on lavish vacations for 2 weeks where all they have to do is spend, you know, 25 minutes in a seminar on a new drug, and they make the, like, you know, if it's a pain relief drug, well, they make every symptom something of pain relief. So you could go in there with, you know, a mild headache, a sinus infection or something, and they could write you hardcore narcotics because these doctors feel almost obligated at the point because of all the gifts that are being bestowed upon them.
It's more blatant than that. This Gardasil vaccine, the doctors or the hospital the doctor works for gets a percentage of the fee for that shot. They are financially incentivized to stick those needles into our kids here. Somebody sent me a picture of this wonderful T-shirt. I got to read it to you. Okay, it says, I take aspirin for the headache caused by the Zyrtec I take for the hay fever I got from Relenza, for the uneasy stomach from the Ritalin I take, for the short attention span caused by the Scopoderm TS I take, for the motion sickness I got from the Lomotil I take, for the diarrhea caused by the Zenical, for the uncontrolled weight gain from the Paxil I take, for the anxiety from Zocor I take for my high cholesterol, because exercise and a good diet is just too much trouble. And that's exactly right. You're sold these medications. They have a side effect. They're going to sell you another medication for the side effect. Then they'll sell you another medication for the other side effect. And it's all about making the money. And I'm not a Christian Scientist, but I think the longer I stay away from doctors and hospitals, the better my health is. And again, considering that I'm going to be 61 this summer, You know, I have a few minor issues that I have to deal with, but certainly not like what my youngest brother was going through in the months before he passed away. And you know, he'd gone on a health kick, and then he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, your cholesterol's high, and he starts pounding the medications on him, and the next thing you know, my youngest brother has a stroke that permanently impairs him, and then later on, of course, he died of the heart attack.
And so my wife and I just signed up for a $150 health insurance policy, or life insurance policy, rather. And when you sign up for that, they send someone out to your house, and she takes blood and takes your vitals and takes your urine and takes this whole gamut of things. My wife, she actually works in a hospital, too, in a doctor's office. So, you know, she's having issues or whatever. She'll, you know, let me see the doctor, see what he says. She's probably on 3 or 4 medications. I haven't been to a doctor in probably 5 years. I haven't been there for any reason whatsoever. I haven't felt a need to go. We got her blood work back. Her triglycerides were higher than mine. I tested out so much better than she did. And I got a lower premium, even though on the questionnaire they specifically asked, when was the last time you were at a doctor, which could have easily affected my rate. So I couldn't agree with you more. All these, I mean, it is a business. And it's just like any
it is. It is. Well, our health insurance is making a fortune off of me because I don't go to the doctor and I don't go to the hospital. I don't actually remember the last time I had to go to the doctor. I don't get the annual flu shot. I don't get the flu. I think the last time I actually had to go to the doctor is I was suffering intense migraine headaches, which they gave me a medication for that I forget what it was called, but when I dropped one by accident into the aquarium, the fish were swimming sideways for about 5 hours after that. Then we found out it was just MSG. I respond to MSG, and now that I don't have MSG in my diet, I don't get the headaches any longer, and, you know, I threw away the medication. And it is. It's all about pushing product. And again, you'd think most Americans would look at those big glitzy commercials for pharmaceutical products and they hear all these things that can go wrong, it can kill you, it can cause whatever, and see all those commercials for law firms that are saying, did you take Flamistan, then you are entitled to money because, and you look at that and you'd say, I'm not going to go there, I'm not going to take these medications, I'm going to take my vitamins, I'm going to eat healthy, organic, natural, you know, and just keep, you know, save me from all the chemicals.
The last time I went to a hospital was when I was 23. I'm 32 now. I had broken my foot the weekend before Easter. I went to the ER. The doctor said, yeah, it's a broken foot. I'm going to put you in a boot. You know, it'll heal in 6 weeks. Go see a doctor sometime after the holiday. So call the specialist afterward. The specialist says, okay, if the ER surgeon said it wasn't anything major, we'll wait 2 weeks. That's when I can get you in on a reasonable time, and then we'll come in there and we'll take a look at it. Well, so that's 3 weeks after I broke my foot. I go to the doctor, and he tells me, yeah, this thing is screwed to hell. You have to get pins put into it. It's called a Jones fracture.
Three and a half weeks I lost because
some doctor was just writing it off as a broken foot without caring. I could have gotten the surgery done much earlier. And shortened my recovery time from 19 weeks down to 12 weeks.
Yeah, it is. It's far too driven by money. And just looking at our society as a whole, the quest for those pieces of ink and paper have come to dominate our entire society, where other considerations of quality work or actually caring for your patient are subordinate. And this lust for the ink and paper, as the economy tightens, is destroying what is best in our human nature. And I'm not surprised that the rest of the world does not look at the United States as any kind of a moral leader any longer.
If there's one thing that David Icke has ever said right, it's lawyers destroy justice, religions destroy spirituality, doctors destroy health, and the government destroys liberty. It's so ass backwards.
That's a very, but that's absolutely right. If everybody in America were healthy, all these medical establishments would be out of business. They, consciously and subconsciously, they need us to be ill. They need us to eat the chemicals that are in our food that make us sick so they can sell us a cure for that. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you. We're going to let you go. More phone calls and our pledge drive when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Sorry. flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell and shrink.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a phone call. Art, aloha. Art, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I originally called in to talk about Israel, but you brought up the topic of assault weapons, so I'm going to have to switch to that. Because, you know, I am a real hardcore person when it comes to language and using the correct wording. So if you'll bear with me, I'll get this out real quick, and then I'll hang up, and you can respond. If all of these people, whatever that number was, I forget what it is, were killed by assault weapons, then they were killed by police and military personnel, because no civilian can possess or even purchase an assault weapon unless they purchase it from the black market. Assault weapons are select fire, which means the flip of a lever goes into full automatic weaponry, and you can't have that. You can't buy it. Unless you got connection with the black market or something like that.
Okay, well, all right, your issue...
You need to start using the right words and stop touting this crap.
Well, the thing is, this statistics on the 2011 deaths is using assault weapon in the context of the media and the government, meaning any military-style semi-automatic rifle. And yes, some of those deaths do involve killings by police and the military, but not all of them. We got to let you go here because I got something I got to get to here before we get to Cindy Sheehan at the bottom of the hour. And that is, of course, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a fundraising drive. They're having to buy new equipment. They're having to replace old equipment. They're reaching out to new AM and FM on-air affiliates, all of which cost money, funding for the satellite link so that Part 15 radio stations can connect to our show and help spread the word about what's going on. So John Stadmiller has put up this 1,000 ounce of silver funding drive, and I know they're doing really well with it so far, but they could always use a little bit more to get to the goal. And if you have an old silver round or bar that you bought for just a few bucks back when the prices were cheaper and you want to send it on in, you can send it to Republic Broadcasting Fundraising, 2251 Double Creek Road, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664, and you can get that address by going to the republicbroadcasting.org website, and just in that little red submenu it says contact. You can click that and you can get the address to mail that in, or mail in a check, or mail in some of that ink and paper Federal Reserve stuff. There's a PayPal link. Remember, Republic Broadcasting does not get corporate funding. We don't have large advertisers. We don't get checks with lots of zeros in them from shadowy government non-governmental organizations. We are out here trying to stop this rush toward World War III. The war hawks are spending literally millions and millions of dollars to sell you and your children on a new war. We need your help to stop them. And also, you can call, if you want to make a donation, you can call Julie at 800-724-2719, extension 116. But however you can help, the only way we're going to get the big money corruption out of our government is for the little money to all unite together. And if everybody listening to this show sent in just $5, all put together, it would help us go out and reach that larger audience and get the word out. Right now, because of Triplegate, a lot of Americans are starting to ask important questions about just what's gone on with this country. We need to be able to reach them to give them the answers they deserve, and we need your help to do it. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, gold got hammered again. The starting right at the opening of trade, the Dow Industrial soared up about 200. They didn't keep the gains. The market closed they lost about half the gains. So they're out there manipulating it, and apparently on Monday over in Europe, the price of gold dropped $140 per ounce. That's a major, major hit. Now, at a time when gold brokerages are failing to fulfill their gold delivery futures contracts and are having to settle in cash, it is clear that the price of gold is being driven downward through fraud and manipulation, mostly by flooding the markets with paper gold contracts, which have no more chance of being settled successfully than the ones we're seeing collapse now. But it's done to drag down the price of physical, to try and discourage people from closing their bank accounts and going into gold, or getting out of the stock market and going into gold, but mostly to allow the money junkies like George Soros and the private central banks to try and grab as much gold as they can to cover their bullion shortfalls and basically prepare for the collapse of the paper and ink currency. So this is your opportunity. If you have been thinking about getting into gold, now's a good time to do it. As long as the money junkies are driving that price down, this is when you should buy, not sell. And again, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org or whatreallyhappened.com. There's a banner ad there for the Republic Trading Group where you can basically go in and buy yourself some gold coins or gold bars and know that you're going to get what you're paying for. Okay? So it's a really, really good time to do that. Now, speaking of stocks and everything, stock in Spain's Bankia took a major tumble. They went out and did a new issue of stock trying to raise money, apparently it backfired on them. Their stock price tumbled, and their stockholders are now screaming, "What the heck are you doing? You're cheating us on both ends." All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we hope to have Cindy Sheehan on the line.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his robe. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And joining us on the phone now is Cindy Sheehan. Hardly need to explain who she is or what she does. Cindy, this is a real treat to have you back on the show. I remember the last time you were just in the middle of all the craziness around Camp Casey. We were only able to talk for like 2 minutes, and now we got you for a lot longer time. I understand the U.S. Peace Memorial has nominated you for their Peace Prize this year, and I want to tell you, you get my vote. Would you tell us all now about the Tour to Peace, what it's doing, and where you are?
Okay. Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me on. But actually, I already won the Peace Award. I was the first winner back when they started it. So, but the U.S. Peace Memorial Award. But anyway, the Tour to Peace is a cross-country bike ride where we're riding for peace and justice. We're on about two-thirds of the way done. We're in St. Louis today, and we've been riding across. We've had across the country. We've had many stops and have been able to interact with many people. And I think people are getting the idea that, you know, even though the problems are global in scale, the solutions have to be local in scope. And I think people are just getting so disgusted and disappointed and disillusioned with our government that, you know, they're starting to, I think, to really be willing to, you know, change their own lives in a positive way, because they're starting to realize that people in washed-up D.C., as I like to call it, don't have our best interests at heart. And so we are going to end up in Washington, D.C., or washed-up D.C. on July 3rd. We are going to have a convergence, a cycling convergence on the White House. And then we're basically going to go out and go home and just be busy trying to consolidate all of the work that we've done this past 3 months cycling across the country.
Well, I know that certainly within the corporate media, you're not getting the attention you deserve, and we here in the independent media are trying to keep the focus on there. Where would people go in terms of a website to see the latest updates and photos and videos from Le Tour de Peace?
Okay, yeah, we have had zero national corporate media coverage for Tour de Peace. And so we have a website, tourdepeace.org, and also we have a very active Facebook page where it's almost we update photos and statuses in real time, and that the Facebook page is also called Tour de Peace. So if people want to like our Facebook page, they can get more current information.
Okay, well, I'm going to link both of those to the front page of my website so people can plug in and follow what you're doing.
Great.
It is, you know, it almost reminds us of when Gandhi did his march to the sea to basically try and poke his finger in the eye of the British government. And it seems to me that official Washington, D.C. is taking the attitude of ignoring you with dignity with all the other problems they've got going there. Can you give us an idea of like how many people have come out to support you and basically bike along with you?
Well, today it's just I'm the only full-time cyclist on the tour currently. We've had as many as a dozen people with us. People, our route is also published at the website. People can come out, look and see if we're going to be near you. You can ride with us for as long as you want or as little as you want. And, you know, or come out to the events in every, like, large city along the way. We've had these events. And, you know, we've had from, you know, just a handful of people to standing room only, depending on how good the local organizers are. But upcoming, we have an event in Peoria, Illinois, and then Chicago, Illinois will be June 3rd. And since we left California, we've been on Route 66. And so Chicago, Illinois is the end of Route 66. So we're going to have like a big, rally there at Grant Park, in Chicago. And also it's the day that Bradley Manning's trial starts. So we're going to have a solidarity action for Bradley Manning also.
All right. That sounds good. I'm actually old enough to remember when Route 66 was still the main thoroughfare and it was a lot of fun to drive.
Amazing to bike. We've just had the best time, and you know, we thought we were hoping that it would pick up a little more steam along the way, and we'd have more people riding. But we really feel like we're hogging all the fun to ourselves because it's really been amazing, and it's just been a blast.
And we feel
we're doing something very good too. You know, so
well you are doing
good and have so much fun.
Well, you are doing something very good, and of course, the mitigating factor, of course, is that you're dealing with some negative weather across the middle of the country. I remember when you were originally scheduled on our show a week ago, you were dodging tornadoes that day.
Absolutely, we weren't chasing them; we were fleeing them.
Yes, boy, that's amazing. The photos and videos just have to be absolutely amazing. So you're going to be in Chicago on June 3rd. What is your next big stop after that?
We have Ann Arbor, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, and then we go down to Ohio, and we have several stops in Ohio. We have Toledo, Columbus, Kent, Bowling Green. So we're going to do quite a bit in Ohio, and then really nothing until we get to Virginia. If any listeners are in Pennsylvania, we don't have one organizer in Pennsylvania who's willing to put together a rally or an event for us. So if anybody wants to go to the you know, to the website and, you know, see how they can help. That'll be great. And then the big thing in Washington, D.C. is July 3rd, and I literally have a flight out that night. I've spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C. I've spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C. jails, and I don't think that's, you know, I think that that's where the corrupt power structure is, but I think, like we say along the way, it's the journey, not the destination. And what's happening wherever you live, whatever community you're in, is more important than what's happening in Washington, D.C. So I have a flight home that night, and I'm going to go back home and, like I said, work to consolidate all of the efforts that we've made in this past 3 months that we've been on the road.
Okay, so if you are listening to this broadcast right now and you are in Pennsylvania and you want to help organize a stop for Cindy Sheehan's Tour de Peace, go to her website at tourdepeace.org, and in the left black menu bar you will see where it says Get Involved, and if you click on that, there's a submenu with all the toolkits that you need to be a local organizer, and you can connect with Cindy and her people about setting up something along her route where she could stop and talk to the people about this very important work of just bringing an end to all of these wars of conquest before they really get out of control and go nuclear, which is, you know, going to be a bad day for anybody.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, things are getting worse every day, and we don't understand why there aren't millions of people out in the streets. You know, I know that a lot of people got hypnotized by, you know, the Obama fraud, but obviously things are getting worse. And, you know, we need to put, and that's one of the main focuses of the tour, is putting aside partisan loyalties. And looking inside at your core principles and being an activist based on your principles, not based on what political party is in power. And, you know, people have to do that. I mean, but our way of life here in the United States is you know, crumbling. People are dying all over the world because of active wars, drone bombing, covert wars. And it's up to us to put a stop to it. I mean, the people in Washington, D.C., like, they don't listen to us. They don't care about people dying or people being impoverished or people losing their homes. And so we're the ones that have to care about it. We're the ones that have to, you know, really literally get off our keisters and do something for good.
Well, I think more and more people are very tired of the wars. I think that if you're not seeing as much of a crowd as you'd like to, I think it is more reflective of Americans thinking that there's really nothing that they can do. And, of course, that is really where we need to educate them. I don't think Americans think the wars are good ideas. It's just they don't really know what to do about it. They want to know what's going to be an effective way of getting out there. And the importance of joining a project like yours, of having the courage to stand out there or bike ride with you, is simply to give other people the courage to speak out or take action themselves to build that consensus. And I am sure that there are way more people are supportive of what you're doing than maybe physically showing up. Again, the weather is sadly a bit of a deterrent. This idea of a bike ride across the entire country, again, unless they know exactly where your route is ahead of time, they may not know where to show up. So what we're going to do is I'm definitely going to plug into your Facebook page, and I'm just going to keep a little running banner at the top here so people can go in and just basically tap that and know where you're going. And again, if you're listening to this show from Pennsylvania, you need to get in touch with Cindy's organization, tourdepeace.org, and get involved to help her set up some kind of an event or meeting there in Pennsylvania as she heads on into the East Coast in Washington, D.C., arriving on July 3rd. And by the way, I'm very delighted you're going to be in and out of Washington, D.C. one day before this Kokesh armed march, because I think that's going to turn into a disaster.
Well, you know, Michael, I agree with you, and I at first was going to be like a human shield, but I just think that it's best to be as far away from that as possible. I think it's like one of the most ill-advised, ridiculous things I've ever heard of.
Well, I'm glad you say that, because Cindy, you're in, right now you're a national resource for we the people, and we got to keep you safe and healthy, because a lot of people look at you and they see what you've gone through, what you lost in the war, and having this incredible amount of courage to just stand up and continue to make statement after statement, whether it's Camp Casey, the Tour de Peace. Do you have anything planned in the long run? Where do you go from here?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I do have two other people with me that have been with me the entire way. We've had other people come in and out, but, you know, we've literally put our lives on hold for 3 months to be able to do this. I'm 55 years old. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I'm riding my bike 50 miles a day, you know, and just getting stronger and stronger all the time, by the way. And, you know, I miss my grandchildren, I miss my children, but I think that the issues are so urgent and so imperative that we have to get out of our comfort zones. And, you know, one problem with people in the United States is that, you know, we get locked in these comfort zones or our little kind of spheres of influence, and we don't put ourselves outside that. And we have to stretch ourselves and put ourselves outside that for our children and grandchildren. And that's what I have to keep telling, you know, my little grandchildren, that I'm doing this for them, you know, to make the world a better place for not only them, but all the children around the world. So, you know, it's not an easy thing to do, but it's just really rewarding. And, you know, I think the contacts that we're making and the follow-up that we're going to be able to do, I think it's going to really start making a difference. You know, we've been to many communities, and, you know, we think that, you know, food security, growing your own food, it's really great. We went to a Monsanto protest here in St. Louis, and it's really great to do that. But, you know, our communities, we can grow our own food that are free from the poison of GMOs. We can share with each other. We can have farmers markets. You know, we can have all kinds of cooperatives that make healthy communities, and we don't have to worry about what's going out and washed up D.C. So that's what, you know, that's what we're going to do in the long term. But in the short term, when I get back home, I'm going to get together my campaign, because I'm going to be running for governor of California.
You are. This is the first I heard of it. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Well, count me in. I don't know if it's a congratulations thing, because I've run for office before. But, you know, we can talk about these issues better on a state level, I think, than on a federal level. So that's why I'm going to run for governor.
Well, count me in. I'm absolutely going to support and back you in your race for the governor's office. And again, we'll give you a platform. The corporate media will not be able to ignore you if you're a candidate for governor. And I'm absolutely delighted to hear this.
Well, and I think I did in 08 run for Congress against Nancy Pelosi, and I came in second, and I got about 50,000 votes. So I think in California, running in the entire state, I do think that they won't be able to ignore the message. And that's what it's all about. It's about the message.
I agree with that. I've actually toyed with the idea of declaring myself a presidential candidate in 2016 under the slogan, "He could hardly be any worse." But again, as a means to open up the venues to get the important messages out there.
Well, a little known fact, I ran for vice president of the United States in 2012.
That's right, you did. I remember seeing that.
That's a little known fact.
Little known fact there.
It was a well-kept secret.
Well, do you want to be my vice presidential candidate in 2016? You're welcome.
I don't know.
I know. I'm just teasing you.
I think that it's better for us to run for local office. I don't think we give up politics. A lot of people say, oh, you know, we shouldn't be involved in politics. But I think that's wrong, because I think that concedes that we are giving all the power to the so-called two-party system. And we can't do that. We have to keep battling against that, no matter how impossible it seems. We can't just give up and concede all of our power to them.
No, we definitely cannot do that. And we're coming up here on a commercial break. We've got about a minute left before the commercial break. Is there something you want to fit in there for our listeners? And we're going to close out the show with you after on the other side of the commercial break.
For You want me to hang on during the break?
Yeah, I want you to hang on during the break. I want to bring you back and let you basically sum up and wrap up for our listeners. What do you need? How can people help? Really, that's really the message we need to get out there.
Okay, perfect.
All right, so we've got about another minute before the commercial break here, and
you know what? If you can't come out and support us physically, you can always donate. You know, any bit helps. 5, 10, whatever, how much money. We also have a nonprofit, so it's actually.
Okay, did we just lose the connection? I think we just lost the connection. All right, maybe we'll get it back over the commercial break. But the other thing that you can do is go to Cindy's website and her Facebook page and forward it to your entire social network. This has to go viral. As Cindy Sheehan was saying, she's getting zero coverage from the corporate media. They don't even want to pretend that she exists right now. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, We won't say we did. The tower's in New York.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show. We got Cindy back on the line. And before I turn the microphone over to her for the close of the show, as I was saying before the break, the most important thing you can do right now is go to Cindy's website and her Facebook page. We've got them linked to my page so you can find them real easy. Share those URLs with your entire social network. Put as much attention on what Cindy is doing as you can to get the word out, because she's been blacklisted, or whatever you want to call it, by the corporate media. Cindy, what do you want to tell our listeners in the next 4 minutes?
Well, you know, I just, first of all, thank you, Michael, for having me on, and hopefully we can give you some updates along the way. We only have 36 days left, but, you know, if people can afford to, we can always use some money. There's a donate link at the website. But like you said, the most important thing to do is to share the Facebook page and share our website. Get on my newsletter at CindySheehanSoapbox.com. I do have my own podcast, and we have a lot, you know, I have a lot of information also at CindySheehanSoapbox.com. And just like really become involved in your community and your own life and your family, and you know, to just like do whatever you can every day. I always wake up and I'm very excited about how I can make the world a better place every day, and just no matter what it takes, you know, for me it's at all costs. I think that the situation is so urgent right now, is we need people, bold people doing bold things to make the kind of change that we need.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, and the government and the corporate media are able to do what they do because they sell you this illusion that you are all alone when you're asking questions or doubting the official policy. But if 300 million Americans all stand up and say, we all agree this war is wrong, we're going in a bad direction, against that kind of overwhelming public consensus, the corporate media can't stand a chance. And that is why what Cindy is doing is really so important. You need to support her. You need to help spread the word. The corporate media is trying to pretend that she and her tour de peace do not exist. You can counter that. A million people on their blog sharing that URL will get the word out more than the corporate media could even hope to do. And it's
well,
really important.
Absolutely. And reach out to your family and friends who might not necessarily agree with me or you 100%. You know, it seems like we're always talking to the same people. We need to reach out Inside that circle and be talking to different people too. Maybe one of these days something's going to click.
Well, you're absolutely correct. Right now, because of Triplegate, Benghazi, DOJ, IRS, millions of Americans who weren't thinking about things before are starting to think, and they're starting to ask questions, and we need to guide those people to Cindy Sheehan and others where those questions can be answered. And we need your help to do that. You have to become our media network.
Absolutely. 100% agree.
All right. Well, Cindy, we're at the end of the show here. I'm going to let you go. I know you got some peddling to do there, and you're probably going to be incredibly healthy and strong by the time you reach Washington, D.C. And we're going to stay in touch with you from now through the end of this thing on July 3rd. And thank you again for spending time with us today. It was a real treat to have you back on the show.
Michael, thank you so much, and we'll talk again sooner.
All right, you got it. There's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here and get some things done. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical, stay informed. Please support Republic Broadcasting. We need your help. I know a lot of people got their hands out right now. It's just the reality of the economy. We all do need your help. We are in this time when we've got a chance to really change things. We need your help to do it. So until tomorrow, aloha, America.